Welcome to the dialogue series Dancing in the Liminal, a global border crossing inquiry into art, activism, spirituality, and leadership for the 21st century. I'm your dialogue hostess, Vanessa Fisher, and I'm here with my guest, Jacob Evolved. Jacob is an artist and member of the Hip Hop Crew Kids, as well as a writer, social worker, philanthropist, and student of spirit. Born in the Czech Republic, Jacob's family immigrated to Canada when he was 4 years old. Jacob then moved to Vancouver on his own at the age of 18 with the intention of becoming a successful hip-hop artist. Through the influence of his spiritual path and the social work he's been doing in Vancouver, he realized that striving for his own success was not enough, and Jacob and Kids developed an offshoot of their business called Kids for Kids in order to help and give back to various communities and organizations that are active in assisting homeless and addicted youth. I met Jacob a couple years ago, and I had a chance to see him perform, and I was really blown away by him. I saw him as someone who had a really amazing musical talent, and particularly for his age, and that there was a really deep and layered nature with his lyrics that reflected something really unique and raw and beautiful, something deeply personal and spiritual, as well as really connected with the suffering of everyday life and street life. So I really think Jacob is someone who has an amazing potential and someone with a really big purpose on the planet. That's my intuitive feelings. So, Jacob, it's an honor to have you here, and thanks for joining me on my series.
Well, thank you for having me, and I am honored by your kind words.
So, to start, I actually wanted to play one of Jacob's songs, one that I really like called Evolutionaries. And I'm going to play the whole song just at the beginning, and then we're going to come back to the interview after. So I'll just start with that.
Yo, it's Jake Evolve, the esoteric adept, underworld intellect, but none the world can percept my abstract people wizardry. What I mix up chemically on tracks, cause you a fix like crack in Christ's ministry. Fuck the industry's the motto, I'm golden's the grain, evolutionist as follows. We get incorporated, politicking like Schwarzenegger, son of course we flagger, won't stop till we automate it. Ain't no ultimatum, so pay up and put us on display, kid. I rock for them Hall of Famers. Centuries longer, the evolved legacy will live on. But what's better is in the eye of the guard. My memory will forever be as high as the stars. They tried to reform me, but I saw the regression. I'm performing word to the brethren. Take curbs for the lessons where birds want bread. Boy fed the wrong flat cock, numbers on his head. I'm gone with the flow. I said sayonara, evolved instant message, signing off. But evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made of. Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made of. Evolutionaries ride with us. Have drive like us. Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made of.
Drastic improvement, fast evolution. Reroute the rap where passion is truth. And microphones, they get attached in a open. Whack rap cats get attacked in the tubes. And I'm asking you, tell me what is it you really feel? Homie on the sideline, only want to keep it real. He got a lot to talk about with the sex appeal. Going like murder, murder, murder to kill, kill, kill. Time to rebuild, bringing children home. A million little pills, only one syndrome. I'm giving them something to feel, no placebo. The road that we go is cold degrees frozen in time. Moving, got speed and break barriers. Sink your battleship with an aircraft carrier. Walk with big dogs, no Yorkshire Terrier. Tearing apart whatever it is that made you scared of her. So see you later, I'm off to another lifetime. Lifelines are never needed when you got the hindsight. Time's right to make a decision because the time flies. Evolution through, I'm making the spiritual uprise.
Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made of. Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made of. Evolutionaries ride with us. Have drive like us. Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made of.
Look, the legends in the fall, forever evolved. Visions of the black Madonna permeate my consciousness. When in Rome, getting dome, blazing chronic. My love's forbidden, like John Smith and Pocahontas. We conjure magic, get around like laundromats. Living unknown like quantum math. Now we on the map, but out of this world, my tongue got you coming to me like I'm going down in a girl.
I've been about it since I've been about it. A powerhouse just need to connect to get an outlet. When I'm gone, you'll know me. Till then, just keep guessing. I'm a rich experience made for the street and trench kids. Deep impressions made like massage therapists. If you can't live, you can live through me vicarious. I carry the cross, Czech Republic to Ontario. Flip like burials, perspective is aerial. Mother Mary's own, worth the veneration. Cause we stay fighting for love in the heart of temptation. Never forsaken by truth, it's a guide to freedom. I'm sensational like sex, cause life's a bitch.
Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made up. Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made up. Evolutionaries ride with us.
Ride with us.
Have tribe like us.
Like us.
Evolutionaries ride with us. Why? Because we the stuff the legends made up.
So that was your song, Evolutionaries, and I'd like to start by just giving you a chance to talk a little bit about how your musical interests began, when you started to write lyrics and put them into music, and what really inspired you to start making music.
Yeah, I suppose I was 12 years old when I first started writing. There was a dance at the school I was going to, and I was part of Students' Council, and we had the ability to run the sound system. It was our responsibility. And throughout the night, some girls in Students' Council, they would, like, turn the mic on and quietly sing along to some, like, pop songs that were popular at that time. And, you know, a light bulb went off in my head, and I was listening to rap music a little bit at this point. And I took it a step further than the girls in Students' Council, and I stopped the music completely and took the mic and decided to rap a Method Man verse from a Wu-Tang song. And a friend of mine who was there told his older brother, who happened to be my step-cousin, that I rapped, and he was already writing and rapping in the town that we lived in, Wawa, Ontario. So he approached me about it and challenged me to write my own verse. So that was the first time I took up writing in the form of rhymes. So I went back home and wrote my first verse, and then I met up with him and I shared what I wrote. And he gave me, like, you know, some constructive criticism and sent me back home to do it again. And that was how the process began.
Mm. And did you start, like, do you feel your lyrics evolved over time? Like, how did you start? Were you starting with spiritual themes, or did that kind of come later?
Yeah, that came a little later, but looking back on it, maybe when I was around 15, 16, I started writing things that I don't even think I understood at the time, and I would look back on some rhymes and be very surprised with some of the content. But in the very early stages, like when I was 12, the content was relatively shallow.
Right. Well, that's something, I mean, one thing I really noticed about, you know, when I heard you perform and then listening to your music, I really felt something quite deep coming through you. And I know when I talked to you before, you sometimes feel you don't always know where it's coming from, which we can talk more about that later, but it's an interesting part of the art process. And one thing I really love about your music and the lyrics is you really weave together a lot of really interesting threads: spirituality, philosophy, issues facing street life, poverty, drugs, sexuality. And I find that they're brought together in a really kind of, they're really sophisticated, but also really raw and authentic and vulnerable kind of all together. So I just found it a very rare combination in listening. So I wondered if, you know, you had a particular message now that you really aim to communicate through your music. Is it mainly a spiritual message, a political statement, or do you see it as something else altogether? What's sort of your take on it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't think I've ever spent too much time trying to figure out what my message is. A little bit more these days, now that things are coming together with myself and kids, and we're launching Kids for Kids, we're starting to be more conscious of the messages we put out there. But initially, you know, I think it was due in part to the influences that I had growing up, in that when I would listen to music, the artists that I would listen to were already weaving these topics that you had just mentioned, from the philosophy to spirituality and aspects of street life and, you know, the experiences that individuals go through in those environments. So that precedent, in a sense, was already being laid by some of the influences that I had around me. And then I would just try to raise the bar on myself, because part of the process that I discovered was, the more I got into the writing, the more obsessive I came to a certain degree, and I would study the art and try to understand the angles that the artists were communicating from. And that has eventually brought me to the point where it did have this amalgamation of all of these different aspects to life in it. And that was the brilliance that I had discovered to the artists that I was listening to. And then I just tried, based on my own experiences and perspective, try to reflect something similar and even raise the bar on.
You had said that you follow people who are also interweaving a lot of these deeper themes. And I was curious if you have a take on kind of what's happened with hip-hop today in popular culture and just your sense of, do you see a lot of these deeper strands in regular hip-hop, like in the mainstream hip-hop, or do you think that that undercurrent's been lost a bit, or do you have any ideas on that?
Yeah, I definitely think that the music is being taken in two different directions completely, you know?
Yeah.
I think the essence that it came from was a spiritual and political message from lower classes and,
yeah.
and more under or less privileged people in the first world, at least, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we have to counter blessings and understand we're pretty blessed to be in the first world regardless, but this music came from the lower echelons of the first world, and it had a rebellious nature and an uplifting message to inspire people to raise their own consciousness so as to empower and enable them to create the life for themselves that they would want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like any form of entertainment and mass media, as soon as it was popular enough, it began being exploited and started moving in the opposite direction that it originally had intended.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, I believe the two forces of nature are still at work. And on one scale, you know, the mainstream hip-hop is as bad as it's ever been and propagating values that have little value. And on the other hand, with the proliferation of, like, the internet and people being able to make themselves so accessible, there's also a greater opportunity for artists in the underground to expose themselves and connect with people and networks that are looking for something that's just realer than what's being portrayed within the mainstream aspect. So, you know, two forces that have been at work on this planet and this universe for time immemorial continue to do so, and it just continues in the arena of hip-hop as well.
Do you ever feel concerned about negotiating that space for yourself as you become more public, or do you feel pretty confident about your stance and where you are?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because these days, with the emergence of Kids for Kids, it's like we are currently drawing our line in the sand, so to speak. So by coming out with this campaign, we're pretty much setting a standard for ourselves that we're going to have to live up to from now on. Whereas before this, we hadn't really created that boundary, so to speak. So it wasn't too long ago where, you know, I have my own sense of integrity as well, but as far as how I portray myself in the public, it was still open to interpretation, and I could really take it wherever I want. But now with Kids for Kids being here, I think we're drawing that line and establishing the character that we want to showcase.
Could you share a little bit? I'm sure listeners would be interested in what the campaign is, and you can tie that in with some of the work you've been doing on the Downtown East Side with youth, if you just wanted to share a bit about that work and how that's informed your music.
Yeah, well, Kids for Kids, it's something we've been discussing for a while, and this first campaign is going to be a 5-month campaign to raise money for the media program at Directions Youth Services, Directions Youth Services being a resource center for homeless and addicted youth in downtown Vancouver. So this is something we've been discussing for a while and had the intention of manifesting, and it just so happens that now we're finally starting to make it happen. And the opportunity presented itself because I work at Directions Youth Services, and the media program is a great program that opens up a couple days a week. Kids can come in, use computers, there's a recording studio, video games, guitars, they can get guitar lessons, they can, you know, blog. There's a website associated with the program called AnotherSlice.ca, so songs and blogs, and cameras are lent out so youth can do, like, take some photographs to add to their blog, and everything that happens is documented on this website if the youth want it to be documented. Mm. And it's just a great opportunity for kids to do things they wouldn't have the resources to do otherwise.
Right.
And it allows them to express themselves and be heard and seen. So it's a great program, and unfortunately at this point in time, its funding is being cut, and they're estimating that around April they might have to shut it down.
Wow.
So kids as a group have just seen it as an opportunity to really get the ball rolling on Kids for Kids, and this will be our first campaign started already with the show we did this Sunday, Slice Night they called it, and it was youth from the program performing, and from music to poetry, and one guy just played guitar solos, super talented guitarist, and there was also a visual art that the youth had done up on the walls in the venue, which was Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive.
Mm.
So we just did that, and this weekend we will be having an event where a member of my crew, Jay Miz, will be releasing his latest solo project entitled Commiserate Your Soul, and we'll be hosting the record release in association with Kids for Kids, and all the proceeds will go to the media room. And beyond that, we're looking at hosting a couple more events specifically for Kids for Kids, and we'll just take the campaign with us to every event we go, from shows and whatever else we might get involved with. And, you know, we got a couple of other ideas in the works, and hopefully by the end of April we can have raised enough money to at least prolong the activity of the program.
Cool.
And then after this campaign, ideally, whether or not we raise the money or simply draw enough attention to the program so that they can find, from businesses to individuals who would like to fund the program, and then we can move on and pick another cause with a similar initiative to advocate on behalf of. And this is what Kids for Kids will be doing, hopefully for the longevity of things.
And if people wanted to, like, support you, is there, like, a website or a link they can go to? We can put it on the webpage, too, but if you wanted to just share some way people can support it.
Yes, well, right now we're in the works. We should actually, by this evening, have a Kids for Kids Facebook page. So hopefully that will be up, and I will link that to you as soon as it is.
Great.
You can find us at KidsMusic604 on the internet. Pretty much anything that we do on the internet is tagged underneath KidsMusic604, and that's the best way to find us. We will be also looking at setting up a Kickstarter campaign on behalf of the media program, but that's something that is still in the works, and I can't put much of a timeline on it.
Right, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So that's the biggest splash we're looking to do, as well as with just, you know, taking the campaign with us to every show and setting up a couple shows. The Kickstarter will be a big aspect of what we're trying to do.
Great. Mm. Did you want to say a little bit, I'm curious what initially sort of drew you to work with troubled youth or youth that are, you know, struggling with addictions. What drew you to that? And also I'm curious how that has both impacted your music, inspired your music, and also how you were saying this, you feel that this particular project has set a new bar for you. I'm just curious if you wanted to share a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Initially, a couple different elements that influenced me to go into it. One was I just had a couple friends around me who were doing that work, and that inspired me to look into it and to get into the work without any formal education. Basically, what you need is some sort of life experience. And, you know, growing up, I grew up in a community where drugs were very prevalent. And, you know, I had seen people close to me dabble a little more than they should have. That sort of interaction with such substances is what enabled me to relate to youth. Though I will say that lots of the youth that I have interacted with at my work have had many more extremes dealing with drug use. You know, once I got my feet into it, it just kind of came naturally. You know, I've always been a pretty compassionate sort of person, and I like to connect with people, and I'm able to do it with relative ease. And it's just nice to hang out with kids and, you know, just crack jokes and make people laugh and help them out in whatever way you can. And sometimes you're really minimized in how you can, but you just try to make the most of what you can do and, you know, hope for the best from there.
And your music seems to really, you know, almost be like a voice for some of these youth or that underprivileged perspective. Would you say that's true, or how do you feel your music sort of channels some of these experiences you've had?
Well, definitely. You know, as I said before, hip-hop itself was initially a voice for less privileged people in our society, and it's sort of a voice of rebellion and at times discontent with the status quo and the system that we live in. You know, I think we live in an age where people are waking up to the fact that change is necessary, and, you know, hip-hop is an element of our society that was a step ahead in this regard, mm-hmm. where, like, the pioneers of hip-hop, many of them were forward-thinking individuals who had noticed that we need to make some changes, and by simply embodying the essence of the message that we are here and we're not fully content with the situation we're in, but we're going to make the most of it and hopefully contribute to moving in the right direction.
So did you want to talk a little bit about your art process? I mean, I know people have asked me about this too, and I always find it a little difficult to totally express, but I know when we talked last time, you shared feeling like sometimes it's kind of like a channeling process or a transmission process. You talked earlier about looking at your lyrics and kind of wondering where they came from. I've often described that I feel like my art is often 10 years ahead of where I am, and it's often teaching me. And I was just curious, you know, how you would describe your art process and what, you know, the relationship to your art process, what impact that has on you personally, if you feel it transforms you or creates you as much as you create it, or just how you would describe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, life in itself is symbiotic. You know, everything that we do transforms us. We're constantly changing, and the decisions we make and activities we choose to undertake and how we do them have an effect on our being by the time that we're done with it, you know? So everything we do, I would say, is part of a transformation process, and we're constantly in motion in that regard. Artistically, it's so interesting. And like you said, it's so hard to articulate. I really don't know how to explain it sometimes. It's just like something moves through you, you know? And I think for myself, the artistic process had a lot to do with awakening me to the realm of spirit, because in one sense it's hard to explain the process in any other way. Mm-hmm. It's almost like this getting out of the way and allowing the work to be done through you. Yeah, it comes from all sorts of places, whether it's something that's outside of yourself or it's just subconscious, superconscious, whatever you want to call it. We take in so much as human beings, and it's hard for us to process everything that is going on and the effects everything we experience have on us. So, you know, this is all processed and digested in parts of our minds and beings that we're not always aware of. And then the artistic process allows you to bring it all up and really showcase for yourself in a more tangible form some of the lessons and understandings that you've come to on your journey thus far. So, you know, it's a good way to learn about ourselves by just getting out of the way and letting yourself kind of be on autopilot and then just express whatever's there.
Definitely. Creative edge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you've talked about your projects, you've talked about your art-making process a bit, and I'm curious, you know, just to close things, all these threads, do you have any hopes for the future, for, you know, what you're doing, the music, your career? Do you have any sense of where you'd like to see your future projects take you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would just like to keep connecting with more and more people, you know? You make this art, you know, for yourself and for others, and the rewarding part is being able to put your art in a position where it can really connect with as many people as possible. So we're always just looking at expanding ourselves and our network and the demographics that we can connect with. And with Kids for Kids and stuff like this, we're looking to connect with people outside of music as well and just contribute to hopefully positive growth within our own communities and around the globe eventually. I definitely do have the aspiration that music will hopefully allow me to travel the world and connect with people in all parts of the world in the coming years. But the main goal is just to refine the artistry, refine myself as a person, and make positive contributions to society, artistic or not.
Well, Jacob, you know, you do inspire me, and I really, you know, appreciate just your art and, you know, who you are as a human being as much as your art. So I'm really honored to have had you here, and I hope people, if they're interested in what you're doing, to check out your music, to support the campaign, if that's something of interest to people, and just to keep following your work and see what happens. So thank you for joining me.
Yeah, well, thank you very much again. I'm very honored to be here. I've seen and listened into to some of what you've done, and you have some high-profile individuals here, and I'm quite honored to be part of all of this. Definitely with Kids for Kids, you know, I hope people have some interest in checking that out as we put that together. And beyond that, you know, if people have their own initiatives, they can feel free to contact us too, as we're always looking to get involved within the community. And, you know, like you'd mentioned with hip-hop having this mainstream image of itself, it's really something that we are striving to change, because hip-hop has had such a positive impact on so many people in my life that I've experienced. It really has given a lot of people an opportunity to express themselves and connect to more of the world around them through the music. And it's very unfortunate that how it's portrayed on a mass level is totally backwards and lacking in principle, you know, with a sort of disrespectful perspective on life and a selfish perspective. You know, it's really not what hip-hop is. Yeah. And if we could create any change, it would just be to have a different perception of what hip-hop is, because it's something that I think is beneficial to the youth if connected with in the right way, you know?
Totally, yeah. I really support that. I think it's really important, too. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we'll definitely stay in touch, and I'll be following you, and I'll put links up on the page for anyone who wants to keep following Jacob. And, yeah, so thanks again, and take care.
Thank you again, Vanessa. Safe travels wherever you're going. I know
Thank
you're all
you.
Over the world these days. And,
yeah, going to Saudi Arabia next.
Saudi Arabia, that's exciting.
Yeah, it'll be pretty good.
Holy jeez.
So to finish off, we're going to listen to Jacob's track, Illumination, which is another one of my favorite tracks. So thanks for joining.
We're reaching a period when our senses and our minds will no longer respond to moderate stimulation. We seem to be approaching an age of the gross. Education is being redefined at the demand of the uneducated to suit the ideas of the uneducated.
Street scholars raised by the drug dealers, baptized in a volcano of malt liquor, blunt lit up, all inhale my holiness. To all the heads that roll up with a swollen lip, we learnt to love the pain, we love in a fight, love the challenge of my life, love my dick and my mic, smoking spliff after spliff in the night, sick in the stomach knowing this just isn't right. Why they feed us this garbage, the God bless me, my soul never tarnished, I stay honest on this, cause sun could never fall off, I got this. The more I know the plot thicken, horrible, the clock's ticking, forward motion, open doors, corridors, portals, locksmitten, what's normal, my mind stays evolved amongst the mortals, we serve food for thought, but y'all eat morsels, we fight with sources from the dark side, with light forces, let wife orbit the sun, shed light on the orphans, but only if we know first, we learn from experience, your theories ain't shit, the academia's a failure, yeah, we know your train of thought just had to get a rail first, God's lost children in the slums, this is their church. Looking at my life, I know it's mine for the making. Looking at the world to see it's ours for the taking. Look me in the eyes, recognize and don't say shit. You know what it is, I know what it is, illumination. Looking at my life, I know it's mine for the making. Looking at the world to see it's ours for the taking. Look me in the eyes, recognize and don't say shit. You know what it is, I know what it is, illumination. I meditate while it rains on me. Ain't
angels gossip, demons talk, shouldn't try to hang off me. Luckily, I'm too lovely, none of them could touch me. The cross on my back weigh me down, but it don't bug me. The crux is the mind, like trucks I'm a grind, and you can trust that I'm a shine. Beyond the end of time, I got a watch on my eye, but not on my wrist, so you can toss aside your pride, cause here it don't exist. We learn to give thanks at an early age, it's an internal appreciation for eternal grace. I quit chasing tail, cause the matrix is real. Agents aim to kill us, intoxicating the children. It's sick how we pillage our own village, our home, trade individualism in so we can live as a clone. That's why I lit up a bone, so the cake could just zone. Get lifted, I'm gone, we let it be known. I told you, looking at my life, I know it's mine for the making. Looking at the